Hello,
Hello.
Tyrander. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing
This
your
who?
community and the nation. I'm calling from National Opinion Service.
I couldn't understand what you said.
I'm sorry. I'm calling from National Opinion Service.
National Opinion Service.
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? And or are the chances 50-50?
Starting to vote.
Thank you. May I know your age?
52.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices from a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapproved of their job. Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president.
Strongly.
Thank you. Donald Trump as former president.
Who?
Donald Trump as former president.
I don't know that person.
Okay. Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman.
Approve.
Strongly approve?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you don't know them. Marcy Kaptchur?
No.
Very favorable? Would that be very, very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. First Energy?
Yes.
Very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Who else?
That would be in general, just Republicans in Congress.
No.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. They're idiots.
Okay. Thank you. Derek Marin?
Who is that? I don't know that.
Okay. Never heard of them. Joe Biden?
Heard of him. Yes, I know who that is.
Would you say you're very favorable for him?
Very fit, yes.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress, just as in general?
Yes, very fit.
Very favorable. Okay. And Donald Trump?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupcher or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance, I don't know who that is.
All right. No worries. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay.
Yeah, him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There's also an option. If this statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or do you think it's not true, you can also say it.
I don't know.
Okay. I will input no difference. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think that's true, or you don't know, please say so. Okay, first statement. Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Options to answer are much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, no difference, more likely to vote, not true, or you don't know.
I believe in women's rights. This, so, I don't know. I believe in if like, say somebody get raped, I believe in abortions. I believe that's or a medical thing, like you said. I believe in that. They don't believe in that, no. So, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's right. I will submit
to the how you say it? Like I just said, if somebody get raped, I believe they should be able to, it's up to the lady, they should be able to have an abortion. Because okay. I wouldn't want my daughter to get raped, yeah. And then she gotta have a kid, no. I don't want that.
Would you feel more comfortable selecting that you're much less likely to vote for him due to this statement?
Yes, I want to vote for him.
Okay, all right. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. Options to answer
no,
are the same.
Won't vote,
no, okay, much less likely. All right.
Yeah,
next statement.
Vote,
okay. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options to answer.
He made a bill for they can get, what'd you say?
He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. That's the last part of it.
No, that ain't right. No, I won't vote for him.
Okay. All right. Next
state. It's not right.
In the state legislature, Derek Mirren sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Same options to answer.
No, I won't vote for him.
Okay. This is the second to last statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Mirren voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mirren even voted no on that. Same options to answer.
No, I won't vote for him at all.
Okay, all right. Much less likely. Thank you. And this is the last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Mirren was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mirren's corruption. Same options to answer.
That ain't right. No.
Okay, much less likely to vote. All right. Okay, this is an open question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mirren?
He ain't for the people. He ain't for the poor people, or say that. He ain't for his people.
All right, I'm typing in your answer. Thank you. Okay, next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mirren?
Marcy.
All right, thank you. This is another open question, and it's similar to the previous two, last question. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Mirren?
They don't have us as in best interest. They looking for us. They out for themselves and for their rich people.
Okay.
If you're going to kick somebody out on Christmas, that's wrong. Don't do that. You got to have a heart.
I'm typing in your answer. Just a moment. One moment, please. All right. We're almost done. Thank you for bearing with me. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Ten.
All right. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
I'm for what's best for me. What's best for me and my grandkids, my kids growing up.
Okay.
So, most likely. Yeah.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? The options to answer does include both candidates, but it also includes other did not vote, or you don't want to answer that question.
Democrat.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ahem.